Big Fluff.
Is it for real? We used to love it, then we watch it now. We don't know if we like it. Is it for real?
You're listening to
Is it for real?
It's Philip.
And Katie.
And Bridget. And this week on Zipod is the 1987 Madonna crime rom.
Ooh, maybe.
Who's that girl? It's a good question. I think we're going to answer it. I was curious if we had done other movies that had question marks in the title. I thought of
Who
one.
Who Framed Roger
I
Rabbit?
I think of that.
That's the one I was thinking of.
The first one. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. But then that wasn't the first one. But
wasn't it?
No.
Wait, it's something we don't talk about, Katie.
Oh, well, no. That's what I count. Yeah. That's canonically the first one. Right.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, if you could think of any others, I think it's very interesting. And of course, we'll get into our levels in a second, but let me introduce our introducer, Travis G. Travis G is a really lovely human that I have the pleasure to work with. And we were walking down the hall the other day, and I know he's a big Madonna fan. And so he mentioned that to me again, and I was like, ooh, do you care about Who's That Girl?
Nice.
I watch it for free on YouTube all the time, which is how
I watch it. Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and does he really care if he's not willing to put forth the whatever it is to buy a copy?
You know. So here's what Travis G had to say. Take it away, Travis.
Well, hello, Katie, Phil, and Bridget. And Bridget, thank you so much for asking me to mention Who's That Girl for a hot second. I definitely, with pleasure. I recall myself, August 7th, 1987, I actually went and saw the very first screening of Who's That Girl when it came out into the movie theaters. I was 13 years old, and like Madonna mania was huge then because I'd seen her in concert the month before. So I was on a real Madonna kick, still am actually. But Who's That Girl, I could definitely quote word for word. The movie is so silly. And it's such a zany comedy. I will say for Madonna, she commits. She definitely gives it her all. She's not the best actress out there by any means, but she definitely commits well. One thing that's interesting with Who's That Girl is that Cyndi Lauper, I think, was supposed to... the role may have been written for her or something along those lines. But I definitely see, I could see Cyndi Lauper performing the role of Nikki Finn over Madonna. But Madonna tries, and I think she seems to be inspired in this film with all the bad jokes and the physical comedy and stuff. There's a Betty theme that I end up kind of seeing. Meaning she has Betty White hair throughout it. She talks in a Betty Boop voice, and her thick eyebrows are kind of reminiscent of Betty Davis. But anyway, that's what I end up seeing in that. Other than that, I definitely also respect the bad jokes in this. If you've been on the, if you've watched it already, you've noticed stupid things like the bridesmaids are like tied up like for way too long. When the pimp and the fat man return, he still has a fish in his mouth. Anyway, all that silly stuff. But I do love it. And I'm actually looking so forward to your podcast because it's such a great podcast. So I'm definitely looking forward to listening to this discussion on Who's That Girl. And I hope you all enjoyed. And I think that the film is totally still relevant.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. That's awesome.
Wasn't that so thoughtful and sweet?
It was.
Yeah. I really liked what he said about like she commits, but she like maybe isn't the best actress. Because I've never thought those as mutually exclusive, but they are. Yeah. Rather, they're not. Sorry, they're not mutually exclusive. Like, you know, that's a good way to put that, right?
Well, it's like when someone does karaoke, it like it honestly doesn't matter if they're good or not. It just matters if they commit to it.
Right, and if the crowd is into it.
Yeah.
And I think about like Madonna in like A League of Their Own and this Madonna, and I'm like, oh, those people are just like a different person in my brain. I don't equate the two for some reason. We can get into our levels. I'm going to make my level running up the street, taking off your shoes. There's like the scene where she's running away from everybody and with the cat following her, and she's like sort of like laughing and taking off her shoes and running up the street. And I think that's in the Who's That Girl music video, or I've Maybe. Seen that scene like so many times, or she's done that move in other Madonna music videos or something. But I've actually never seen this movie, and I'm a big Madonna fan. I have been. I've seen her in concert a few times, to like definitely to bucket list. You know, like that was a big thing for me to be able to do that. And I've been wanting to see this. And she's also in Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those were kind of like the 80s Madonna movies that I have have had on my list for a long time, and I've been on this pod's list. So I was like, okay, it's time. I'm going to pick one. And so I love the song Who's That Girl? Also, yeah. Eve, is it Eve who redid that song?
It might
not
be.
Not the same song.
Somebody
song
did.
Who's That Girl?
Yeah, because I looked it up and that came up first.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Levels, right? That's what we're.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I feel like I'm ahead of the game. I feel like I'll make mine like the Weird Al movie.
UHF.
Huh?
The UHF or like the recent one?
The recent one.
Okay.
Only because like there's a
with
scene
Daniel
where
Radcliffe?
Like yes, with Daniel Radcliffe. Okay. Yeah, because there's like a scene where he's with Madonna, and I'm like, oh, like is this and Evan Rachel Wood plays her, and I just had no idea about this movie. Madonna is also such a blind spot for me, but like in the Weird Al movie, there is a point where she's dressed like this. She's kind of like this like military combatant and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I think this is referencing like this time period in the world in her life, but I'm just like. I have to be so constantly reminded how big Madonna was. Like, I am a League of Their Own Madonna person. Like, that's my exposure to Madonna in film. And, like, I think she's, like, a wonderful singer, but I was never really into her music at all. I was into Cyndi Lauper, so it's interesting that her introductor mentioned that. But, man, this movie was totally – I had no idea it existed. I didn't know who was in it. Yes. So it was a real, like, you know, venture into the unknown for sure for me.
My level is going to be, yes, of course I speak Spanish, because I remember singing along to this song.
Oh, and my gosh. Right.
Who's that girl? Pipopito, papadito. Because I did not know any Spanish at that point, but I would just jump into it. I know nothing about this movie. I didn't know it existed. Yeah, so I was flying in very, very blind, didn't read anything about it before jumping in. But I mean, casual fan of Madonna's music. If ever it's on, I'm not changing the channel. So yeah, that's where I'm sitting.
Now, one of my first questions is about Who's That Girl, the song, ¿Quién es la niña?
¿Quién es esa niña? Yeah. Well, and she almost says, ¿Quién
so I was saying it right, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's like,
she
¿quién
also,
es esa niña? And then like, yeah. señorita,
señorita,
tan linda,
mas,
or what does she say?
Más fina.
Oh, señorita más fina. Yep.
And then she has another song, La Isla Bonita.
Oh.
And so.
Right. It's interesting. Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, oh, well, Madonna's been singing in Spanish, sort of. And also like, maybe this movie has something to do with that. Like, I was waiting the entire time to like discover why Madonna was singing in Spanish for this movie. And it just, I think it was just rhymy. I don't know.
Well, the song came out afterwards because the movie was titled Slammer originally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then she.
From
I
like
know.
The jail.
Yeah, I
yeah. The first 2 seconds of this movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, then she like, I think they had a snowstorm and she sort of wrote this song and like created her tour around it and they changed the name to this.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, and the director of this movie had directed other videos of her, correct?
Yes.
Like, and other things, other things we've watched.
Oh,
pod.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Definitely.
I was surprised by his, because he directed like Glengarry Glen Ross. He's done the Mark Wahlberg feature, Fear. If you know the preview, Let Me in the House.
I do know. Oh my God. Oh my God.
But yeah, it's this guy's like all But and then a lot of music videos. He's done some Marky Mark stuff. He's done a ton of Madonna videos. And I think he was the Sean Penn's best man at their wedding.
Right. Yes.
I thought I wrote it down. He did one of our pod movies. I could check in with our art director.
He's also done the sequels to 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like I said, all over the place.
Practical Magic.
Well, that's interesting because didn't. Oh, you mean Griffin Dunne?
Oh, that's what I'm
I'm
thinking
talking about the
about.
director. Yeah.
Sorry. Griffin
Yeah.
Dunne, the actor, directed
Yes.
Practical Magic. My bad,
Yes.
my bad, my bad. Loudon Trott. Loudon
Which,
Trott. What a
yeah,
name.
I wasn't familiar with Griffin Dunne either, even though I guess I've seen one of his
He's
movies.
directed, yeah, he's been in a couple. His sister, Dominique Dunne, was in Poltergeist.
I
And we've
know,
talked about
yeah.
her.
Oh.
Which is,
Well,
yeah.
I know him most because he played Nicky Pearson in This Is Us, and that was a show that I watched
Oh,
all the way
yeah.
through. And he looks very different. And he was like a much more scraggly. I mean, obviously he's older, but he looks very different to me. I was like having a hard
Yeah.
time placing him as that character, but I know he was that
In my
character.
mind, and probably because I do feel like there's some parallels to Mannequin, like I'm like, I can't
Yeah.
believe this character is not played by Andrew McCarthy. McCarthy or McCartney? I know we've had that discussion before.
Oh,
McCarthy,
yeah.
right?
And there's
If
also
it
parallels to Forces of Nature,
Yes.
the
They even
movie.
call her a
Yeah.
force of nature, I
I know.
think.
They
I wrote
call
that
her
down. I'm
Force
like,
of
this
Nature.
is
And then
Yes.
Forces of Nature is sort of similar, where you like get tangled up with this woman who has
Yes.
issues the day before your wedding. And then
Except they have opposite endings. But
that's true.
yes.
Very strangely. Well, let's get into it. So there's like a 20-minute cartoon that starts this movie. And if you're not paying attention, you've missed the plot of the
I wasn't like I was like, oh, Betty Boop cartoon, but I'm setting up and stuff like that. And so
Yeah.
I was lost on the plot the whole time.
And then they're like 4 years later, and you're like, oh, if you didn't watch the cartoon, then you missed that why she was in trouble and why she was in jail.
Right.
Which is kind of wild. So she was like framed, but she's been involved in crime, but she was framed and a
She
body got put in her
stole,
trunk.
yeah, I guess. Yeah. She explains it later, but yeah.
Yeah, she does kind of
Yeah,
explain it later,
give
but
me the
otherwise.
10-second thing because I definitely was not paying attention to the
In the
intro. Me
cartoon, basically, I don't really know. She was. Sorry, we have extra dogs at my house right now.
either.
Hold on, please.
No worries. I have
Well,
a
this is what
child
I
yelling on
think
my side,
happened.
so.
I something where like well, now I'm realizing that I don't know either. I just know that like somebody's body ended up like chopped up, I believe,
And there
right?
was a
In her
key, and she
trunk.
was given a key, and she was
A safe
supposed to
deposit
like
box.
take this key and put it around her neck and keep it forever, which they didn't take away
In
from her in
jail,
jail.
which prison. Can you imagine?
she may have
I
been keeping
thought
that somewhere else.
what she was saying she did in prison, which is absolutely not what she did, was that she ate it and then kept on
Kept
swallowing it. And
eating it.
yeah, which
Oh.
people do, right? But I'm like, I don't
Do
think she
they?
did that.
I
Some
don't think they
people.
keep re-eating it over and over again. I think they
Ew.
put it in their jailhouse pocket, I believe is what it's called.
Oh yeah, maybe that's right. But it just
Dogs.
seems like they just let her keep a key around her neck in prison.
She also like has this like very tailored like prison outfit that like looks like it was like made for her body and it's like really tailored to her skin in like a way that
Yeah.
like I don't think they do that. And she gets parole and she has to go to Philadelphia to live with her parents or go to her mom or something. That's like the weird rule
I
that
was
was
so
given to
confused
her.
the whole time because I couldn't tell like if they were in Philadelphia, who was in Philadelphia and who was
Yeah.
in New York. It wasn't
Yeah.
till much later where I'm like, oh, okay, I think this movie takes place in New York.
Yeah, I got confused too, because then like the next scene, I was like, wait, are we in Philly now? Or I
I
was like
thought so
looking at the
too at the
skyline and I was
docks.
trying the docks. Yeah, and
I
I was
thought it was
like,
Philadelphia. I was like, oh, those are the
yeah.
twin buildings. And no,
Yeah.
yeah. It was New York, apparently. And there's so many scenes in this movie. It's like, so then
Yes.
we see like meet this bike messenger who's trying to go pick up
Steve
a
Urkel.
key to Urkel. Is
Yeah.
that, it wasn't Jaleel White, was it?
No, but it looked just like him. It
Okay.
wasn't.
All
Yeah, I thought it
right.
was, but it would have been too early, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, he went really young. So he goes to like pick up this package and it's a, like a giant cat, like a
Yeah.
jaguar, but it's not. The sound of
Patagonian
that
something, yeah.
cat was so loud and so
Yeah,
repeated.
But I was going to say, they only played it like once, so don't worry. No, any chance, whenever they said cat, it was like, rawr!
But don't worry, when it scratches you, it only scratches your clothes. It doesn't, it never actually
It's
feasts
like
on people.
very rare and only four on the planet, but also very tame and very
Trainable.
trained.
Has to mate under one night a year, like under the moonlight. They know it's this night that this cat is gonna mate. I mean, I still don't really understand why, but I'm like, what does this have to do with anything? Like, there's just like these two parallel plots. Like, he has two tasks that are like wild. Like, pick up this jaguar and then pick up this woman. And I guess it's a thing of like,
It's
is it
just
kind of like
funny
they're
to put the
both
cat
wild
in the car.
animals? Like, they're both.
There was some like references to, I guess, 50s and 60s movies, like these types of movies, like Bringing Up Baby or something like that. I think it's a reference to one of those I read. But yeah, it seemed a little shoehorned in there.
Just like adds, I guess, to the comedy, adds to the danger, adds to, I don't know. It's like,
Well, it also was a what kind of fic movie term would that be? It was a solution to a lot of different problems. It's just whistle for the cat, and then they're out of that jam.
I know, I know.
So let's see. We get Loudon Trout, who's upset because the cat's not picked up. We get introduced to Loudon Trout and then also his fiance, Wendy Worthington, who is Harland Morris from 16
Haviland
Candles.
Morris, I
Haviland,
think,
that's right.
right?
Haviland, sorry. Yes. I'm like trying to read my writing. Haviland, who I immediately recognize from 16 Candles. It's weird because she's like got Molly Ringwald hair. But she's like, she's just like playing the prissy fiance. And then it took me so long to just understand what was going on. But like, okay, so she's
Same,
the
yeah.
daughter of the CEO of this law firm. And
Well, I guess. Or
this is
tax,
another
yeah, their
client that
tax
needs the
lawyer.
cat. It's like
That's
a,
what confused me. It just
don't know.
that's someone who gets introduced like 10 minutes before the end of the movie. And but I was also confused because I was sure that it's like certainly this guy can't be the love interest or the other main character in this movie.
Griffin Dunn.
Yeah. I was just like, this putz, like there was nothing like redeeming him. It was just sort of like this kiss ass uppity like guy. And like, wait,
I
aren't
know.
and
They
they weren't
kind of
really
switch
showing like,
it.
oh,
I
but he's
know.
funny. And later they introduce
He's
some like,
responsible.
yeah, redeeming qualities. But like in the
But
beginning, you're just
stupid.
like,
He's stupid.
yeah.
He
He's
makes
kind of
really poor
naive.
choices. And he's kind of blurry of face to me. Like, I can't, like, when he would take his glasses off, I'm like, who is this person? It
Yeah,
was
a
like
little
in a
bit.
TV show where like they put a disguise on and they're like, well, I don't recognize him. I'm like, I could see how that could happen because I can't tell what this guy looks like. He looks different to me in every scene.
And I don't think Griffin Dunn has glasses. I was thinking like towards the end of the movie, he's just like a little scruffier looking. He's like a little more rugged. He's got like after like a 5 o'clock shadow and he doesn't have his glasses anymore. And you're like, okay, I guess you're trying to like lean into like almost like a
It's the she's
like
all that.
that's what I was searching to say. Yes, exactly. Effect. But yeah, it is interesting, his casting in it. And like, man, it's like it's portraying her as like she's just such a amazing con artist. I'm like, no, I think he's just real dumb.
He's
Like,
so
she's just
stupid.
screaming in people's faces until they
Oh,
give her what she
yeah.
wants. I'm like, that does not take talent. Like, this is just
I
a
did,
petulant child. Like,
yeah.
it's
There's a
really
lot
wild.
of that. And I was like, at one point, I paused the movie and I was like, is everybody on cocaine in this movie? It's just so frenetic and
Oh,
like
wow.
loud, and everybody's just like, wow, I'm wild. I don't
Well, and
know.
I
It
was
should have just been a
reading
cartoon.
it. I think it was exactly. I don't think the cartoon really stopped. I was reading that, like, for is it Desperately Seeking Susan? Like, for that film, Madonna was like more like basically just herself. Like, she was just kind of naturally acting. And this, it felt like she had a lot of control, creative control over like how things were shot and what was going on. And the directors just said like she kind of just like lost it. Like she was too much of that character. She's too much doing an impersonation of somebody. And then I think he also said like once he got the script, he's like, oh my gosh, I should rewrite this whole thing. Like this thing is like terrible. Because the writing
Well,
is like bizarre.
yeah. But apparently the budget for the soundtrack was larger for the budget from the movie. I don't know if that's true, but it was like a quote from the director. But
yes, I saw that. Yeah, exactly. It did feel like it was made in a rush.
We cut back. So like, gosh, Wendy has this like whole barrage of wedding people just like, here, Griffin Dunn, look at this lace for the wedding. You know, like, it's just like nobody operates like that. That's
right.
Just
also
so it, overwhelming.
I couldn't wrap my brain around the fact that like the wedding's tomorrow.
I know.
So it's take the day off. Also, don't plan this. They're picking out glassware the day before the wedding. That doesn't happen.
Do we think that the father-in-law is just trying to like set him up? Like, is it a test of loyalty or is it like, this woman will drive you to like leave, I don't know, the country or what, you know, like what was the point of those tasks the day before the wedding?
I think the former, because I mean, if
they're all wild, they're just wild.
Because the father-in-law definitely does need her to Nikki Finn to like go away. So it's like he would want to entrust this in someone that like succeeds in this.
Mm-hmm.
Also the father-in-law, he had like a one episode arc in Kimmy Schmidt. And I don't know. That's, I just kept thinking of his character from that, which is sort of this doddering old guy who thinks everyone, he's still in World War II. So yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we learn more about this family as the film goes on, but like there's this awful, we can get into it later, I guess. I'll just put it down. This awful running joke that Wendy Worthington has like slept with every cab driver in their cab.
Specifically. I don't understand that at all.
Like, so, I'm so confused.
And then she's
yeah.
like all like, over no, that like, UPS guy. Like, there's just some dark, there's some things happening in this family. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, and she's like kind of more into Buck, who's this like bodybuilding UPS person, right? And like, I guess like we're not, I mean, it's weird. Like, truthfully, to make us root for Griffin Dunn to be with Madonna, who seems like the most insufferable person to spend your life with.
Oh, yeah.
Not Madonna, but Nikki.
Oh, yeah. Finn. Nikki Finn.
Yeah,
Nikki,
Like, it, you know, you have to make Haviland Morris seem less than ideal, I guess. So she's like just cheating on him with everybody. Like, this is like a, it's just so weird. It's like a marriage of convenience, but like how? Like nobody likes him either. So I don't understand why she's marrying him.
They're doing a lot of stuff with the cat in this movie, and you know, like play like pickleball with a cat. Everyone's involved. And is it nice to the cat? Is it bad? Who am I rooting for in this? We know it's not the father-in-law, but
I am rooting for the cat.
And then you have all these like weird scenes. We're cutting back and forth. We're seeing Madonna getting out of jail and like she singing Jailhouse Rock under her breath, or just like the first three bars of it. And then there's this like very tall, very intense,
almost androgynous.
Androgynous correctional officer.
Yeah.
Who, like they seem to have contention. And like when Madonna gets out, she like punches this person.
Did
and
you
I'm, like,
believe that?
No.
And then they were like, let her go. She's the worst. I'm like, how could, like, I don't think that is how this would go down.
No.
Punch a, like, prison guard and you just, like, walk away. I mean, I know that's the joke, but it was also, like, that scene was acted so terribly.
So it was
like, hold me back, but nobody can because everybody's, like, totally smaller than this, like, really tall woman.
Giant.
It was just, like...
Also, if that woman would have taken that punch.
Like without even flinching, I feel like Madonna's arm would have broken. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I know it's maybe it's
a joke,
but I'm like, it's supposed to be a joke, but it's just so.
Well, it's an interesting tone because the movie, it's like, it wasn't quite like One Crazy Summer. Like, it wasn't like all absurd,
right?
But some of it was absurd. So you couldn't tell, like, what's real, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Also, I loved how decorated her cell was before she left. It was like my eighth grade college or high school locker, you know, just the tack paper everywhere. And, lace down the sides.
I'm looking for the part. Oh yeah, where they made Trot sign the premarital agreement.
Sure,
it was like a little messed up in there too, and it's like all these images of like how they can and cannot make love or not have sex.
Oh my god,
it was like. That was kind of fun. It was just like everybody. It was like everybody who worked in that movie got to put one joke in.
Totally, yes. And then it's like the task of the director was to make a movie
to put make it all make sense. But wow,
Because, yeah, I mean, there was some like airplane-esque jokes in there, and then there would be, I don't know, just the regular 80s sort of slobs for snobs or snob, yeah,
Right.
you know. Yeah, so it was all over the place, as you said.
So cutting to, I guess, Loud and Trot getting to jail to pick up Madonna, and she comes like skipping out of jail like a little child, and she steals his car, and he manages to like jump in
Well, she
to
loops back
it
around, which,
for
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And then we get to meet my favorite part of this movie that makes also no sense. These two
The
burly
cops.
cops
Yeah.
Oh, well, you.
Right. But
Who.
like, why are they following her? Because like this case is kind of like something's always been fishy about this.
I
Like, is
don't
that what they're
know.
doing?
Yeah.
I
I
guess
think so.
so. It's so
Because I
unclear.
couldn't
It's like,
tell. The movie does not let you on to like, are you rooting for or against these cops? I have no idea. Like, and at the
Who's the
end, you're
good?
like, oh, four, I guess. I guess four.
I still
Well,
don't know, honestly. Like,
I
we'll
was
talk
really
about
rooting for them at the end
yeah, I
later.
was too, but
Oh,
we'll talk about that later.
totally.
But yeah, I don't know if the movie is, and yeah.
Right. I don't
Good
think the
question,
movie
good
is, but I
point.
am. They every time it cut to them though, I was like, "Wait, what are these guys doing?
I
That's kind of funny.
know.
They're
Yeah,
interesting. What are they talking about?" They had
they
like the
were so
funniest
weird.
conversations.
Yeah, I
Subtle
know.
jokes. Yeah, yeah.
It didn't make
Yeah.
any sense. I know a lot of times I'm like, I
It
don't know
was
if it's a joke or
peeking into
what.
their
Like,
world. Oh yeah,
yeah.
I also loved it.
It felt
They
it
were
kind of reminded me of Go. You know, like that has like the oh my gosh, Matthew, no, not Matthew Fox, Scott
The
Wolf.
Party of
It's like
Five
the same
guy. Yeah.
name. Yeah, Scott Wolf and Jay Mohr, and it's just they're yeah, it's like a weird, like what is happening? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whole other movie.
Yeah.
So then we get this like car chase scene where we have like cars chasing cars, and Madonna names the cat Murray, or but everybody seems to know that's the cat's name is
I don't
Murray.
know. Yeah, I think she does name it, and then they just adapt to
Yeah.
that as a name. Man, did 80s love car chase scenes.
Oh
Like it was
yeah.
just like, don't know what to do. Oh, is this movie only 65 minutes long? Add a half an hour worth of car chases and
Yeah.
screeching tires and
Just
like
jump the
raging
curb.
tires.
Yeah.
Just, oh God, who needs that?
Also,
I
this
hate it.
is where I had the note that Madonna is doing a complete blank this actress voice. And I don't know if you guys had a thought on this
Is
before
it
I
that
say.
girl, oh, that woman from Orange is the New Black? That's what I thought, but go ahead.
Technically, yes, but I would have
Oh,
said a different reference. Lori Petty, Tank Girl,
yeah.
and Point Break. Like her voice is like just similar in this movie to.
Yeah, it's
Oh,
sort of up here, guys.
yeah.
Nobody's
Yeah.
paying any
Okay.
attention to me.
Yeah. That makes sense. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Meets Betty Boop.
I couldn't
Yeah.
handle it though.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and Madonna's so interesting, right? Because like she's from Detroit. Right, like the actor, like the
Yeah.
person from Detroit, and then like she had this Brooklyn accent that she committed to for years, and then it switched to a British accent, right?
Yeah, I
Like
think
she's
so. Like,
very, yeah. So it is hard too. It's like, well, what would it be like if you're just filming like Madonna? Because I don't know who Madonna really is anyway. Like,
I
I
feel
couldn't
like A
handle
League
this
of Their
voice.
Own Madonna was more
Yeah,
Madonna-y, but
it's true
maybe.
that she had a Brooklyn accent, but yes, I think
Oh,
she was
that's
more
true. You're right.
natural. Yeah,
I forgot about
this
who
voice
knows?
though is
Yeah.
like, oh
So
man.
unenjoyable. And
Oof.
there's like that one scene where they're at the co-op meeting and she comes in, she's supposed to be all fancy, and I thought she would like try to drop the accent for a second to be like more, and it was like doubled down. I was like, okay, she
Totally.
can always be there.
Yeah.
So they stop at a mall to do a
Oh
little
God.
shoplifting, if you will.
Just like
Yeah.
I just have like mall, car, shopping. Like, oh God.
Well, air
Yeah.
quotes shopping, because I don't think she's
Very
paying for any of it.
87.
That's true.
No.
It's a Sam Goody, I guess, where they go in. Which is funny.
And she also stole clothing. Yeah, and like the fact that he was like, okay, we can go on for 15 minutes. I'm like,
I mean, I guess Griffin Dunne is such a pushover and like he doesn't like really have power for I was like, as much as I don't enjoy this dynamic, I could see myself being Griffin Dunne here. Like, I don't know what I would do. I'm like, I guess we'll have to go to a mall. Like, I don't know what. I can't physically make you do anything. I don't know. Yeah.
And Madonna like manages to sneak out of the mall because she like plants a tape on another guy. If they kept closing up on him, I'm like, does she know him? Is he a
Yeah.
part of this
Where are
movie?
they
It's kind
going
of
with this?
creepy. I know.
Yeah. And
And then
then
it was like
he
that security guard. Oh my gosh. Like he was just waiting all day to grab somebody by the scruff of their neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of felt bad for that guy,
Oh
because
my
yeah.
gosh, totally. I know.
Other than the camera being like pushed in his face, he was just shopping for some tunes.
He did some, didn't he make kind of a lewd
Maybe I missed
gesture
that.
towards her? I think there's a little bit of
Okay.
like a kill the cat situation where he is kind of gross towards her at
Okay, I
some
missed that.
point.
Yeah.
Oh, I
I
might
think
have
they
missed that too.
try. I think so. And then she's weird back, and then yeah, I don't know.
They come out of the mall and she's like, okay, let's go, but can I drive? And he's like, no. And she's like, please. And he's like, okay. Why would
I
you do
know.
that?
It's
He's
only a
like, but
Rolls
wild.
Royce.
I know.
The fact that this car does like is its own character is kind of funny to me, that it like evolves and like has this whole like subplot,
I know.
is
And then
kind
we
of
get to go to
wild.
an 80s city where it's like,
Yeah,
you
a
know, I'm like, oh
hellhole.
my God, I know.
They get, yeah, before the 80s city, they get pulled over by this cop on a bike on a motorcycle who is just like really aggressive when comes like with a gun pulled, and like, you know, Loudon like gets out of the car and is crawling on the ground. It's like, okay, I don't know how any, it's just
Did
kind
he
of
get a
wild.
head injury or like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. I'm like, is he just having like stress about this situation? Did he get specifically hurt? And then they take him to the hospital, and it seems like this was like her whole next elaborate ruse to get away from him was to get him in the hospital, pretend to be his wife. He would be sleeping, and then she would steal all of his things and leave, which is what she
Who
did.
knows? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And of course, everybody's like, your wife was so nice, and she took your pants home, your wallet.
Right.
Yeah,
As
it's
one
like,
does.
this one
Right.
does. So she goes to this 80s city to like another terrifying place. I could never imagine this like
Who
man with
knows?
all the guns.
This guy.
This
Oy,
guy's
yeah. Shooting up
unhinged.
his own
Yeah.
home, like with hair. I mean, you know, like it's a Bart Simpson hair. It's just, yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, I just
He's
had a
on
note
cocaine.
that he's, yeah, well, I had a bit methy, this guy.
Yeah, maybe more
And
so, I
even
know.
still, it's like his own home, but it's also an apartment building,
People
and
are up
bullets
there.
can go through
I know.
walls. It's like,
Yeah, they don't get
this
it.
is unsafe.
They don't get it.
And she's like, yeah, I'm gonna buy a gun from you. I'm gonna get a gun from you. And they
Yeah, like
both are just
why?
like pointing guns at each other
Oh
repeatedly.
God,
It's
I
so
know.
unsafe,
I
so
know.
scary.
And then this is
And
exactly what people like, I think, from the suburbs still think will happen if they drive their car into the city. Like it will be this like rotating like grease lightning like, situation where somehow the hubcaps are come out like there's a team
right.
ready with spray paint because all they want to do is
Yeah.
spray paint because that's what would happen. I'm like,
Always.
they would sell it. They would sell it. Like
And
if you
take
could
the
get in
hood
that car,
off, you
yeah.
why would you dismantle it? Like sell it.
Sell it. Take it.
Like,
Take the whole thing, you
yeah,
know? But
right.
they, these guys, I don't know.
They're
Yeah,
just
they
kind of like
just.
a you know West Side Story street gang ready to
Yeah.
take cars apart. Which is, yes, incredible. And it's at some point where they're at that hole in the wall with the guy, like literal hole in the wall. Like Griffin Dunne finds a hole in the wall and he crawls in to get up to Madonna. And I think he says something like, you're a criminal and I'm a tax attorney. And I'm like, that was the inspiration for this movie. Like somebody said that at lunch and they're like, wait a minute.
That's a
And they just
movie.
wrote a movie. Yeah.
Call up Madonna's people.
Oh, so let's see. They get up to the top of this building. They're trying to escape. And this is where like Loudon has like a completely different change of heart.
Right.
It's like a completely different
Right.
movie. She's like, come on, let's leap across the buildings. And he's like, no. And she's like, it'll be fun. What are you, a baby? And he's like, okay.
And she's explaining it to him like she's like a member of the Little Rascals, right?
Yeah.
She's got this little backwards hat. It's like, well, you see, like, oh, it wasn't my fault or anything. You see, like, and he's like, wow, maybe she is this wonderful, sexy woman that I want to spend the rest of my life with. Like, what? Like, it is wild. Yeah, this is where he kind of falls in love with her, I think.
Yes, I think so. Even though it's just like, I don't think any two people could be more unlikely to be in love.
Yeah.
Just don't get it.
He's just a cartoon with a personality disorder. So, like,
Well,
stay
yeah.
away.
Also, they spend a long time. I mean, this movie covers like years. It's not just like it's 2 days. This movie
Yeah.
covers 2 days.
I
So.
know.
2 days.
I know.
And
Yeah.
he's basically kidnapped. And he's just like in like a elevator shaft talking about his wedding. And I'm like, and how he's gonna do that and everything. And I'm like, are you You're kidnapped right now. You're being held at gunpoint. Is this right? Like, what's going on here?
Right.
I also just
Get
had the
away.
note of just, are these two supposed to have chemistry? Because I'm just not seeing it
No.
at all. So,
No.
yeah.
There's no
No.
chemistry. It's very bizarre.
Well,
It's
I
not
will
like he's.
say, go ahead.
I was gonna say, it's like if they wanted him to be like really buttoned up, really tight,
Yeah, he's like halvesies.
perhaps I could see that like she would help unwind him somehow, where like, but like he's not really. He's
Yeah,
just.
they don't fully commit with him, his character. I think Griffin Dunne is fine, but yeah, the character itself, like, I'm not sure how we're supposed to take it. I will say there, she softens a little bit. She just becomes more of like a person at the end. I'm like, okay, like I would make out with Madonna now, but on the top of that roof, no way. Like, I just want to be as far away from this person. I mean, because she reads as a child. Like, she's not, like, this is not somebody with whom romance is an option.
And to go back to the forces of nature of it all, I think Sandra Bullock kind of comes across that way in that movie a little bit too, right? Where she's
Wild
like,
child, right.
yeah, this
Well,
like wild child, and she's also kind of like a kid, her
I
too,
also
yeah,
think
stunted.
that this is like a precursor, because all these movies were before, of like the Manic Pixie Dream Girl. This is like the Manic
Yeah.
Pixie Death
Nightmare.
Wish or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's several
Yeah.
movies
No,
that
it's
have
true.
this.
I was thinking it's that, and it's a little bit of like the whole Born Sexy Yesterday trope, which is like a child that's like somehow this like sex pot, and they don't even know it. They don't even know how beautiful they are. And this like man has to basically teach them how to operate in the world. Although she kind of has this like weird, like street smart stuff, kind of, except she's not like.
Neither of them are very smart. It's like very
I don't think
challenging.
either of them would make it too far. Yeah.
So they set off the fire alarm in this building, which is like not very nice to do to those people who have to
Yeah.
like now have all this wet stuff covered in like dirty water. I was mad about that. And then they like fall into a dumpster and they're just like hiding in there. And are they hiding? They're hiding from the police, but does she, do they know that the other two cops are following them, like the buddy cops?
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody does. I
Yeah,
literally
they're
don't think
just in their own.
anybody knows that. I
The
think they're
director
just,
doesn't even know.
yeah, kind of. Right.
They're
Yeah, I didn't
just
get that.
also there. So let's see. Madonna whistles for the cat, and the cat comes from
That's a
nowhere.
fun, that's a good time bark. Yeah.
I know. And gosh, then the two cops, like, this is another like little scene that I love, where the one comes back and he starts like talking elaborately about the lunch he's purchased. Oh, so good.
It's amazing. Just
So weird.
the salad he got for the other guy, and he is so excited about it. I
Yeah,
agree. I could have
these
watched
guys.
like this scene or these two for the whole time.
Yeah.
It was like all the garnishes and all the like, oh, it was just so good. It was so
They're
delightful.
gonna drop out of the forest and open a restaurant together, and
Oh,
it's gonna be
well,
fantastic.
yeah,
that'll be perfect. So let's see. Madonna gets into a car with the two cartoon guys. What did Travis call it? The pimp and the what? They're
Oh, the fat man.
the pimp and the fat man. Yeah.
Is that their
Yeah.
character names?
That's what
No.
Raul is one of their names, but that's
Raul,
kind of what
right.
people are
That's why I
referring to
wrote
them.
Raul and question mark.
Yeah.
And she's like, they like go to pull their guns out on her, and she's like, don't even think about it. I'm like, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like,
There is a
who have you
lot of.
out of her?
There is a lot of almost like an improv scene that has a gun that you're like, oh, great. Because like I think there is a lot of, between those guys in particular, they're like, it's like the director is like, okay, like, well, you can't hurt them. Action. Like, wait, what? Like, why wouldn't you be able to? Like, they kind of had to constantly not really use their bodies well, like not know how to like punch, not know how to fight. It was tricky.
Yeah, they were real out of it. Just
But also, the Raul is like a fa or famous-ish. He was a musician
Yeah.
that was friends with Madonna and got him in this. And it just reminded me of Fred Armisen the whole time.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's a good call. I liked him. I was kind of like,
Yeah, it
oh, I
was
got
an
Raul.
interesting energy.
Right, totally. So then and where they, are we? I'm like very lost. Like it's after the jewelry store, before the jewelry store.
Before the jewelry store. So now they go into the parking garage and
oh yes, right.
Loudon is driving and he like goes up and up and up and then like crashes.
And then they're dangling, right?
And they're dangling. Like Ooh. What an unsafe parking garage. Yeah. That has like a hole in it that you can dangle through.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I still thought we were in Philadelphia at this point, too, so I was very confused as to where they were. I was like, God, and that river is two huge.
Cops, typical like, Philly parking garage. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The two cops down below were like, oh, I wouldn't want to be hanging out of a car up there. It's just like, these yeah, guys are just like right. in a completely different. Oh my gosh. They're not concerned.
No.
So, but then the two, okay, this again, Loudon fights off a bad guy who has a knife with an antenna.
I loved that part well, because he always because we because I'm like yes, what a fun little thing. Like he's a fencer and like the 80s, every car has those antennas and he's just gonna fence anyway. I was like, oh, that's fun, cool. But right, probably but you're not super
beating.
Realistic. Nah,
you're not beating a knife.
Probably not. At some point, I love that he says to Madonna, "Listen to me, you little insane person." I'm like, what a weird like you're like he was just like talking. Words are coming out, but he couldn't. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I definitely had that noted. That, and then they just straight up murder them.
They murder them. They fall yeah. into the water.
Like they're,
and they're
they
dead.
Murdered, and they think they did too. Like you yeah. know, the movie is because I was like, "Whoa, this movie like killed some characters that we kind of knew," which is kind of strange for a little rom com. But yes, they would die from that. So, and they think they killed them, and then right. immediately Griffin Dunn is like, "Well, you know, like yeah, they weren't that bad." It's like. Are you okay? Like, you don't, I mean, you know, like, this would be a pretty traumatic little
You need some therapy
afternoon.
After that. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
So this is when they end up at the jewelry store because he has to pick up the ring for the wedding. Why also, like, why does he have all these tasks he has to do? And why are they looking at an apartment the day before the wedding as well?
And she, I mean, doesn't her father just, like, own that apartment complex?
Yeah.
Like, since when does Haviland Morris have to interview? That was odd right. to me.
Like everyone, I mean, beyond the whole cabby thing, everyone knows who this woman is.
Yeah,
and
she's
her family
very wealthy.
Is.
Yeah.
I know, that's odd. And yeah, then it was she, like he was the one that was going to like get it for them. And I'm like, no, it's totally her. I didn't understand.
Right. Yeah.
And then these like other two bad guys with mullets who are just more two bad guys steal the car
yeah.
again. And it's like, where did these bad guys come from? Why are there so many?
It's the city. It's just filled with bad guys.
Okay. Well, they take the car. And then I got really confused because they're in the jewelry store. And somehow the UPS driver ends up with the key in a box. And I missed it. And I was going to rewind it.
Know.
And I was like, "How?" There was like some like Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah. It's dumb. It like it was she took off the key to try on the necklace, which was basically a ruse so she could steal the cigarette case.
Yeah.
And then because of that, it got flung into the box that giant yeah. beefcake man was coming to pick up for the wedding. And
if the beefcake was already there picking up a box, why did Griffin Dunn have to go there too?
I know.
Pick up a box.
I was really. I was
I'm not letting
the
Beefcake pick up the rings for my wedding. I'm already Fuck, feeling.
Right? What yeah. was he picking up at the jewelry store?
I don't know.
Store?
Table decorations or
He's
like
introduced
tiaras
this, like,
for the.
Yeah, know. We have. And we have our own. Like, Daddy was so nice because we have our own, like, UPS man. Or, I don't know. He's just, like, the courier for this.
I think
wedding,
they were getting so much for the wedding that they.
Yeah.
Bought.
Oh, yes. Buck. Right, right, right. And at this point, I just
their
note
man
that
toy. Yeah.
Buck's body is too much, which not to shame, but I was like, this is wild. This man's
it
body.
Became too much for me when they were in the like massage scene later, and like he has one of those bodies where he has like a set of shoulders on top of his shoulders.
Yeah,
yeah.
That muscle, I don't know what that muscle.
Kind of like
is.
Very trapezius.
Your traps, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Your trap is like a whole other, like it's like a tiny head on like a tiny body and then a big body.
It's really like Arnold Schwarzenegger looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but we see that the other bad guys, the pimp and the fat man, I'm just using, are alive. And
yeah,
they
have the seaweed car.
Car out of the water.
They drove it out. Covered
yeah.
in seaweed.
And
That's how that works.
you want to open your
Ow.
mouth, Raul? No. You want to open your mouth, Raul? No. I've got a gag that I'm going to do once we get there. And he then spits out a fish. Just think about the practicality of doing that.
I don't understand how
Imagine
you
for like
drive your car
3 hours.
out of the water and you're still
I think
alive.
how do you keep a fish in your mouth is way loonier than
I
how
didn't
you
think about
drive a
that.
car
That's very
out.
funny.
Because, like, sure, you manage to get your car out and you don't have time to get the seaweed off. That's a thing that a normal person could do.
Yeah,
Improbable,
you're
yes.
right.
But to keep a fish in your mouth for the 20-minute drive you are going across town, just so you can then spit it out in front of someone,
Oh
is
my God, yeah.
cuckoo bananas.
But just to go back to it, like, how do you drive a car out of the
I mean,
water?
no, how do you
A
live
boat,
when
you
you
find a
fall
boat
from
ramp.
there?
A boat ramp.
A boat.
Oh
But how does it
man.
drive underwater?
It
It's not
doesn't. A
it's like
James
the
Bond car.
Snorks. Like the
Yeah.
snork.
I watched The Snorks back
I
in the
loved
day.
it.
Yeah, I love the
Yeah.
snorks.
Highly underrated.
Yep.
So they're back at Wendy's house and I can't remember what she called it. Do you guys remember like what kind of party she was having? She's
Yeah, I
like
don't
a
know.
basket and bachelor party or something.
Yeah, it
Yeah. I
was
don't know.
banging the courier partiers. I don't know. There
Yeah, all
was.
these women. There's like a weird Sister Wives vibe going on with these women.
Yeah.
Like their outfits and their long hair that was like, they looked like they were like part of like, what's that guy? Like Warren, that like
Jeff's.
Warren Jeff's like
It seemed like a
polygamous
Kimmy Schmidt
cult.
situation for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all of their
Yeah.
dresses were
Their
made from.
costumes were sort of it from a different movie. I
Yeah.
couldn't.
It was
Yeah.
odd. And they're also like, it doesn't help that they're tied together for like a third of the movie.
Yes.
Metaphors,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. And at this
Sorry,
point, I
this
just have a
pod
note
is
that
so
says, oh
dog
no.
laden.
My
So,
note just says, there's
well,
30 minutes left of this movie. I really thought it was wrapping up because we're all back
yeah,
together. We're like,
same.
okay, Madonna is meeting the, you know, and I'm like, whoa, what more do we need to
What
talk
more can
about?
happen? Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, they
what
still
more
got to
is
get to
needed?
the bank,
Bear gets to the
guys.
bank. Exactly.
Right. So Madonna's like pretending to be, now she has a different accent. She's pretending to be this Southern
From
cousin
Atlanta.
from Atlanta. And all the girls are just like, oh my God, come on in. Open all the gifts. Like, you're welcome here.
This is where she's like a child, though. It's like Freaky Friday. It's like, I just like to open presents. What's like,
Magashenka.
because she's like actually keeping them. She just wants to open. She's like literally just wants to open them, I think.
So she's looking for the key, though. That's
Oh,
what
I
she's
see. Okay,
looking
never
for. Yeah.
mind. I didn't
But
get
it does
that.
seem like that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand this part. I just wrote, like, the stolen car comes back, the mullet guys crash it. Like, all
I
of a
don't
sudden,
know.
those other bad guys, we get the car back.
Sure.
Loudon goes to the co-op interview
I was so
and.
confused with this. I didn't understand what was happening. And then it's like he, I mean, you know, cell phones would change this a lot,
Right,
right?
right.
But it's like she's never late. I don't, let me go down. It's like, well, why don't you check in with her? She's like literally never late, and she's missed this really important meeting. And you're being chased by drug dealers. I guess he doesn't know that, but like you killed people this morning, so
Yeah.
it's not a normal day.
Yeah, you murdered people.
Right. So yeah, then his only option is to have Madonna come in, but you're gonna live
What
in that
again?
apartment, so they'll know that it's not
Yeah.
her eventually. It's
There's
not
no
like
way that would be a better idea than just being like, my
late.
wife's a little late. You
She's
know, the
late.
my wife, the famous,
Yeah.
very rich person that you would love to have in your
Whose
building.
face you
Who we're
probably
getting
know.
married tomorrow. Yeah.
Right? And then I just thought Madonna was gonna they change she changes but into something equally as inappropriate for
It's
a
like she
apartment
doesn't change at
interview.
all. It's like they do this whole thing about like close up, look at how she's changing it. It's like that improv game where you like turn around and change one thing about yourself and then turn back around and your partner's
Totally.
like, I can't tell. She's like,
Yeah.
I put on a rich necklace on top of my other
Right.
outfit.
And wore
Right.
his jacket.
Yeah.
And then she proceeds. I would have thought she would have changed her voice again, because she did for to be from Atlanta. I'm like, can't
Yeah,
you
this is
know,
what I mean. She
be somebody
didn't.
else?
She was just Betty Booping that whole thing.
Yeah. And then
Yeah.
they have, I mean, oh, did you talk about the cat? Sorry. I mean, Murray comes in. I
Mm-mm,
mean, you're not getting an apartment ever now. What?
Yeah.
Like, that
It's
was,
like, do you
yeah,
have
they
rules
just,
about like jungle cats in your
I know.
HOA?
They're just
Yeah.
yes-anding this. It's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So then we have this whole thing where, like, there's like a, this is where I thought the movie was going to end. It was like all the characters come together, right?
We have like this bottleneck,
and
right?
You get this bottleneck. You've got all the women tied up. And so Madonna, like, replaces herself with the 16 Candles girl.
Which was, yeah, Wendy. Which was like, you know, that's virtuous. You know, it's like, okay, this is my problem. Sure.
She hobbles away tied up.
She hops so far.
She hops so far. Yeah. It's hard to hop like that.
Yes.
And then she's like, okay, bye. And she runs away.
Yep.
And nobody chases her.
Nobody.
And the cat follows her. And this is the scene I was talking about where she takes her shoes off and she runs
away.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's kind of fun. And then the cat, they just run into the night.
They just run
with the wild, night. Wild and animals.
Deus Ex Machina was the movie term I was thinking of. Just a thing that solves an improbable problem. And this cat, Murray, is the Deus Ex Machina for this movie,
so it's like
several times.
The not the opposite, but it's like MacGuffin adjacent.
Machina?
It's D-E-U-S-E-X-M. Is it? It probably be,
it's
maybe
Machina.
Is
I could be wrong.
Machina?
Somebody call
I don't
in.
Know.
Tell us.
Deus Ex Machina. I've heard people say that before, and I've never known what they've talked about.
No, you're
about.
Right. You're right. It's not Machina. It's
Machina. Deus Ex Machina.
Deus Ex Machina. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, gonna, somebody tell us.
I'm tempted to edit that one out, but I'm not going to. It's embarrassing.
That's a kind of,
yeah.
No.
You know,
it stays
you
in.
Get on this
it stays
podcast.
In.
Have you heard not any editing. Of us on this podcast yeah. always mispronouncing things yeah. all day long?
That's true.
I can't remember any characters' names.
Machina.
Hey, Makanaka. That's
Speaking
Madonna's song, too.
Of true reporting, though, then the bridesmaids are tied to each other at the back of this limo. Like, they can't move. I mean, they're tied to each other for a day and a half.
Yeah.
And a journalist is here just interviewing them. Like, do you feel exploited as women? It's like, untie them. Like, this is an active crime scene. It's real weird. Like, I
super
couldn't tell
creepy.
What was happening.
I assume it's like a commentary on something that was going on in journalism
yeah.
in the
80s. Yes.
But it
yes,
went over
right?
my head of just like, what are
or
they
some
trying
kind of
to
news
say?
Story?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
And
that.
Like their limbs were like going out every direction. That could, this
right.
is very uncomfortable and like suffocating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
So then we have this scene where like Loudon like wanders the streets by himself.
A,
it's like,
oh my
with
gosh.
A melancholy Madonna
so
song
sad.
In the background.
This felt very yeah. like Splash, I think.
Is
I think Tom Hanks says this in Splash.
I was thinking, yeah.
yeah. And so he ends up at Mr. Bell's house because now he has to, like, even though it's the night before his wedding, go tell this guy that he's lost his cat. And he gets there and Madonna's there with the cat.
With the cat.
But okay, he also
and
tells
she,
him
like
you
a
guys
fancy dress all of a sudden.
I know.
Beauty and the Beast,
got that
like,
dress.
She, I don't know.
But like also when he goes in, don't you guys see we see the cat there? And then did you guys notice that? They show you the cat. And
is
then
it that,
like,
is it that
really...
cat or a different cat?
I think it's the same one.
Because there was two of them.
I know, but that other one is in the, you know, jungle on the rooftop. And then he's like, I have some terrible news. I lost the cat. And I'm like, no, he didn't. It's right there. You know? And then he's like, no, he's not. He's right there. I'm like, right. What is happening? Like,
I
couldn't
didn't
tell
know
if,
that
like,
part.
If you watch it, I don't know. I mean, maybe I misread it. But that's what I was like. Oh, my God. Is that another cat? And they're like, no, it's Murray. Anyway. Yes. So then we have a bunch of, they go to the rooftop. And this is where Madonna is like this. A different person that now she's yeah like
now she's like a wise sage who like knows everything about everything.
She's a little more she's not like a child because
she's in a grown-up dress
and she just kind of doesn't she's not as whiny. She's like a little more fun to be around. I'd say this is where I'm like, okay, you know, like this wouldn't be the worst person to spend this night with.
Sure. But before we get to the roof, we must mention that there's a zoo in this guy's house and then there's a random woman living in this zoo.
Yes.
That's the roof. That's the Brazilian
that's the roof,
forest.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
When you go up
sorry,
to the
yeah.
roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a, like who kind of looks like Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell. Like she's just
she like
a like cave
if
woman.
Kelly Kapowski and the daughter or the daughter from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the one that has, that lives with
Juliette Lewis.
No, not Julie Lewis. Oh. The one, the cousin's kid. whose hair is like the one who's like, oh, Santa Claus can't cave find woman. Us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very like cave. I mean, and then what are we made to believe here? Like he has caught a woman and she's there in this house? Or is it just kind of like this is a really fun opportunity for this Brooklynite?
I think she lives the former
in a garden. My couchmate said it was his wife.
Well,
I think like, they're married, but I think it's a random woman he brought from somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. And I mean, I think we're supposed to be like, oh, my gosh, he's built a sanctuary for all these animals on like what? Like 700 square feet max? Like there's no way this is bigger than like three row houses, and right? Like,
that animal is going to eat every animal in there. Like, what? You don't just have like a kangaroo. First of all, kangaroo. Why is there a kangaroo in a rainforest?
A lot of them don't mix. Yeah, the zebra.
Does make sense.
Yeah.
It's a biosphere. Yeah. There's different biomes in different west and east.
He
wings
said it
of
was a
house.
Brazilian rainforest. Okay. Oh, I see.
But it's funny that, like, in any other movie, this would be the total villain. This is an insane thing to do in New York City. Oh, yeah. But now we're like, oh, what a friendly guy. Glad we're spending the evening with him. And then it's so big they get lost. They can't find their way back.
Yeah.
So then we have this like, can you feel the love tonight moment with like the cat snuggling. It's like Simba and Nala and Madonna and Loudon and the jungle lady. And they're all like romantic with each other. They smooch. It's like, oh, okay, this is what I need to do right now is I'm going to be with Madonna. This seems to make sense in my life.
Yeah. But I mean, she just... Correct me, like she just comes out and says, it's been a long time since I've done it. Let's bang.
She just says it's been a long time. Yeah. She doesn't even fill in the blanks, which would be hard for me. Like if she said that to me, like, since what? I don't know. What are you talking about? But yeah, she's like, it's been a long time. And then he's like, I know exactly what you mean. Since you've had sex. Yeah, for me too. Like 4 years. You know, it was like, yeah. But I will say, this is what I was talking about. At this moment, I'm like, okay, yes. This is an appealing, this is an attractive person that seems of age. Seems like she's older 18 here. Yeah.
Then it seemed like they were like, okay, we got to get this movie going. So then they go to the lockbox and, you know, this is like a trope in like a lot of movies and TV shows and things. I feel like I would just keep watching things where it's like, oh, I was talking about it before, but Palm Casino Royale.
I've not seen it, but yeah, I know.
Anyway, but they have a whole lockbox situation there too. And there's just like things hidden in lockboxes. And so she gets this like envelope and that's what was in there. Like, I guess it was like the secrets. Well, we learn later it's like the truth about what happened.
It's like photographs of, like that Haviland Morris is involved. And
it was all the cartoons from the intro.
Yeah, I got it. Right, it was. Just explaining.
But didn't you think they were building it up as if it wasn't going to be? Because she's like, I can't wait till I'm free. I can't wait till my name is cleared and I'm on TV. And then I'm like, well, surely she's going to open it and there's like a banana or something. But no, it was all the evidence that she thought was going to be there.
A banana. So then like we just kind of are cutting back and forth between like seeing like the women still being in that trunk and the two cops and having their buddy comedy, and Madonna's sad because Loudon says he's going to marry his wife his fiance anyway.
I know. This is what seems like the end of League of Their Own.
Come on. I mean.
See ya, daddy.
You know? Like, yeah, I'm not saying what he did was great, but like it was sort of a afternoon delight. Like to think I'm now gonna like throw away the wedding because of this.
Yeah.
Like is
right.
Crazy, but yeah, whatever.
So Madonna gets on the bus and then like there's a whole train of bad guys and cops following the bus around.
Yeah, kind of. Right. Why. Yes. Yeah.
And Loudon shows up at his own wedding. And I don't, so both of those cats are at the wedding. I don't understand why.
Because the rich guy comes too. I know. They
and he was like, right. Can I come to your wedding and can I bring my jungle cats?
Counts as
maybe
my
he
plus
was
one.
Already, but he's a client. So maybe he was already going to come because he's already involved with the
sure, but like, okay, more than like, I'm coming to your wedding and can I bring my jungle cats?
Right.
And can you build like a stage for them to sleep on?
Just have Buck do it, you know.
It's like, when did you let them know in the RSVP that you were going to bring like jungle cats and that you were going to bring two? Because you didn't even know you were going to have the other one.
I know. It's a fingers crossed situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Madonna opens the the folder and finds out, I guess the difference, because she knows she's been framed, but I guess she didn't know
That there was
that the
proof.
father, well, the father-in-law, I don't know if she knew who,
Oh,
right? She didn't realize
yeah.
that this father-in-law and Haviland Morris, who I'm not even sure was really involved, was in it. So then, like, the bus does a U-turn for her. I guess because she's
Insane.
such a talented con artist, as we've
Yeah.
established. So, and then they head to the house,
And
to crash the
everybody
wedding.
goes to the house then,
Everybody. And they're all
including a taxi
enjoying.
cab full of baseball
Cops
players,
or
cops.
yeah,
I think it's the cops. I think it's
military.
the No, I think it's because of the motorcycle cops that like lost all of their motorcycles. Then they have to hitch a ride, and they're
Oh,
basically the super
okay.
troopers kind of show up at the wedding.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I know what you mean with the baseball. They have striped pants, but I think because of their highway
Yeah.
patrol.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. I was like, who are
Cops,
these
baseball
people?
players, who knows? Yeah.
And like, yeah, Wendy. Anyway, so Madonna stops the wedding during the like speak now or hold your peace moment, to say that Simon is the murderer. She loves Loudon all at once.
Or she doesn't even say that. I think she says that Loudon loves her.
Oh yeah, you're
Yeah,
right.
and he's like, I can't say it's not true or something. Yeah.
Then
Yeah, she
she's
never says that she loves him,
chaos.
actually. But go ahead, sorry.
No, yeah.
People love a chaotic wedding scene. It's like if cake can get involved, if like cake could end up in somebody's face, or a gun can end up in a cake, or a sword can end up on a cake, like it's just comedy
Right.
gold.
And at this point, I was like laughing out loud because she does this, and then everybody just kind of like mills out. Like, it's like, well, I guess it's not happening. But there's like
Yeah.
a gun and sword fight happening. Like,
Yes.
people are in danger of killing each other, and everybody's like moving around, like, oh, did you, are there doors over there? And
Well, they came there for a wedding, not,
it's
I mean,
wild.
they don't know if they had the tickets to the
Yeah.
sword fight.
What
Yeah.
about the cats? Oh, God.
Yeah, the cats, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So Landon laid what's his name? Loudon gets into a sword fight with his non-father-in-law. The daughter runs off with the UPS guy.
Although I could have sworn when like I think it was right after he said, I can't deny that, she's like, fuck. But I could have sworn she just like dropped an F-bomb and
I
like,
thought so
fuck, yeah.
too. But she says Buck. I know. It's very funny. I wonder if that was on purpose. It could have been.
Oh, Buck, I get it. What did she say to? I don't know what they. He's pretty stupid. Just
Oh,
in.
I think I wrote it down. It's like,
Yeah.
I forget what he says, but it's like, you're really stupid, aren't you? Or
Something like,
he's
I'll
like,
always be, I'm big, so I'll always something. Yeah, it was
he
really, it
like
was
couldn't be
funny.
stupider. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, and then Madonna feeds cake to Loudon.
Yeah.
Then we go back to the cops
I
who
mean,
have the bad guys
amazing.
in the back
Yeah.
seat.
And then, like, the sexual tension that we've been feeling
Yes,
with them
yeah.
the whole movie, they
The
just make
most
out and, like,
chemistry in the entire movie
yeah,
between
it's
any
between these
two
characters. It's true.
characters.
It's true. And I'm like, I can't believe this movie did this. And it doesn't seem to be a joke. I guess it is a joke,
Well,
but, like,
it's a joke, but they're not like like
they didn't do anything
rah.
else with
Do you
it,
know what I
though.
mean? They
I mean,
Well,
like,
kind of
Bluto's
kiss.
on the
One
top of
of the
it,
bad
and he's
guys, he has
all.
like this, oh. And they also don't show, because we rewound it, they
Oh, yeah,
don't
they don't show
show
him
the
actually kiss.
kiss.
I
Oh,
know. Yeah.
really? Okay.
Um,
Not
they
really.
they pan away so it your brain
You
sort
know
of
they
connects
do,
the
but yeah, they
dot.
don't
Yeah.
show the lips touch. But, like, I don't know. I will say I was shocked that they did that, and
Same.
they
I was
because
like,
they don't dunk
wow.
on it like they could have. I'm
No,
like,
like the cops are playing it very much like, oh, this
yeah.
is a real thing. And
Totally.
then
Yeah.
they have the sort of Bluto gag at
Yeah.
the top. I'm like, what is this movie, or where do they think this is a good thing, a bad, like I couldn't put my finger on
I
it.
don't
I
know.
know. It was
And
great, but like I couldn't, yeah.
it was
I was
great.
thinking about those actors, because I don't know their sexual identity or anything, but I'm thinking like, homophobia was so rampant, it still is, and it's terrifying. But like in the 80s, if you were an actor, if you had been in
Yeah.
any sort of the arts,
Yeah, I mean,
you
I think about that
queer
too.
people, and especially like Madonna, like you just knew queer people, and you were like, she
Right.
would definitely been involved in that culture for a long time, and he has a lot of fans who are gay, and so it's just like, I don't know. I'm like, it just didn't, I thought it could have been worse, and I'm
That's
like,
interesting to think about, that you're dealing with a director that has directed music videos. And like, not to even say that obviously theater, but the movie industry as well, but even more so, like the music industry, like what you're saying. So maybe that gave them a little more of like edging towards like, hey, we're gonna put this in because this is like, this happens and this is like reality. I don't know.
And I know from reading on it that one of Madonna's concerts in the Who's That Girl tour donated all the money to like AIDS research. It was like $400,000.
That's interesting.
So I mean, I think
Yeah, which would
she may
be.
have pushed for this as well. So
Yeah, because I
That's
think like
interesting.
she's, like I said, and her concerts and everything is just like super
Well, when you think
LGBTQ
about
friendly.
1987 with like the AIDS epidemic,
Yeah.
that's interesting. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I was delighted because like every 80s movie you
Same.
watch, you're like, Kiss, like do it. And you're like, oh,
Yeah.
freaking, oh my gosh.
They
Like
did
they
it.
are doing it.
Yes.
Like it happened. It was,
I know.
I couldn't believe it. I thought
I know.
I mean, I think I could probably, I think it was like all of our Hummers. I don't know. Like I was just
It
like,
is. It's
this is
probably a universal
amazing.
Hummer.
But yeah.
Yeah. I wrote best part of movie.
Oh,
That's
totally.
what
Yeah. I just was like, whoa. Like, yeah.
And then Nikki and Loudon are on the bus, and where are they going? To Philadelphia to her mom's house?
I guess it
Who
said Philly. It was a
knows?
sign that says Philly. And then four cats are chasing the bus. Jeez,
It's
how's this
not
gonna end?
safe. Did they
No,
eat
not
that
too
old
funny.
dude?
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know.
My mind did not go there.
Oh, their owner? The one
Yeah,
with the.
the old, yeah, because now they're
Oh.
free, so maybe they're like, it's time for us to
Good
flee this
question.
joint. Yeah.
Yeah, could be. I
don't know. Speaking of questions, any other questions?
I don't think so.
Who's that girl? That's my question.
Who? I don't know why it's actually even called that, but yeah, that would be a question. But yeah. I
My
mean, who? Yeah.
couchmate. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's like, is she, well, obviously Madonna's probably that girl, but like, who's asking that question is what I want to know. Because
I
like,
don't
they know
know if
she
it's,
is.
I don't know if it's just like the world is asking because she's just
Yeah.
so intriguing. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly don't know who's asking.
Yeah.
My couchmate had the one question. What was Madonna's or Nikki's tattoo of that was on her shoulder?
Oh gosh, I did notice that, but I didn't
Yeah, I
see.
did
I didn't
too.
see.
We
Same.
ended up doing
Yeah.
a deep dive and had
Oh.
like I think she asked like ChatGPT and all these different things, and we've figured it out because there's like Reddit going on different Reddit lines. It's like a blurry Tinkerbell with like a wand, but it's very hard to like see, and it's always blurry. It's not her real tattoo. Like
Okay, I was gonna say.
it's for the movie.
Interesting.
Oh.
But it's very like prominent.
Yeah.
No, it's
Yeah.
featured for sure. Yeah.
Weird to have like a prominently featured blurry tattoo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's go back and look at pictures of it, and it's bizarre
Okay.
choice for the
Weird.
movie. Anyways.
Well, I guess,
Well, how about. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how about a trumpet?
Forgot that part. And how about hummers, bummers, and
Bummers and
dimers?
dimers.
Let's start with bummers. Gosh. I guess. I think I'm just kind of bummed about a lot of things, but I'll pick the rainforest. I just think like that's not safe or good, or I understand he's trying to maybe be like a conservationist of some kind, but I don't think that's safe to do. And he's clearly not paying attention. And he like is treating those cats like pets, and they're like wild animals, and then he just lets them run around on the street, and I don't know, it really bums me out. And that woman, I don't think she's happy. I don't, she doesn't look happy. She looks scraggly and unkempt. Like she needs a toothbrush.
Yeah, well, that's a good bummer. I feel like we kind of touched on this, but there is a point in time where like Madonna needs to get a taxi, and the way she does that is she just screams in a man's face.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I'm like, this is hell. It bummed me out. She screamed just as
Yeah.
loud as she could, and I'm like, how is this written on the page? Like, why did you do this? So I really didn't care for
Yeah,
that
might have,
energy.
yeah. Like Sam Kinison, like
Yes, it
oh.
did. It did have that. I'm like, who needs this? Who wants this?
No, I know.
Loudoun does.
I guess.
Mine is going to be just because I used to take the Chinatown bus from Baltimore to New York all the time.
Yes,
And I'm
samesies.
just picturing this. I'm on way back, my way back after a long weekend, a little hungover. And if some just Betty Boop woman just spits out this bullshit and makes the whole bus turn around
After smoking.
rather than just be like, okay, you can get off and go solve whatever problems you have to do. It's like, no, we're turning the whole bus around.
I can't
Just
imagine.
the instant thought of that just makes my blood curdle, and I'm so mad already. And so I feel for all the people that were on that bus.
I totally agree. And I feel like they try to make up for it, where it's like, look, the people that had to take the bus are now eating this rich cake and
They
food.
had places
That
to go.
doesn't, yeah, that does not make up for this inconvenience. This is a terrible day.
I will say, one time I lost my wallet on that Chinatown bus, and I was like wildly impressed by that I was able to get it back. I had to go to DC to get it back, but I was able to get it back, and everything was in it, and I was like, good job, humanity. Like, I think a patron found it and gave it to the bus driver, and they kept it safe, and I was like, whatever confluence of humanity that helped me with that is good. Also, on the way there, I did get a flat tire on 295. It was like that was quite a day. I do remember that day very clearly. All right, how about dummers?
I have a specific dumber, and we didn't really talk about it, but at the beginning of the film, near the docks where the cat is being held, there's the guy that's always the like he always plays like the mafia, like hitman guy, and he's this guy from Dumb and Dumber,
Yeah, I had the written down. He's the bad guy from
right?
Dumb and Dumber.
And he, at some point, when Griffin Dunne goes and he's just the stuck-up tax attorney at the docks, he flashes back to this guy who's laughing at him and like he's eating something and it's like coming out of his mouth like yogurt. Like he's drooling and eating at the same time and laughing at Griffin Dunne. And I'm like, this is so gross. And like, there's no way this man is eating like this in the natural world. I think they're trying to make a point that's like, he's really out of his element at the docks. And like, people at the docks don't eat like this. Like, they know how to close their mouths. Anyway.
Also, and I didn't see it when I watched it. I just read about it that Stanley Tucci is in that scene, which I
I read that too.
love Stanley
Yes.
Tucci.
I know. I
I
didn't
wanted to
see
rewind it.
I didn't
I
see
didn't.
Stanley Tucci anywhere. Yeah. But
No,
I saw
yeah.
that he was supposed to be in that scene as well.
He apparently had a line, so it wasn't just like a background,
Yeah.
but who
Yeah.
knows? I didn't see it. Oh, go ahead.
I just think like planning for your wedding the day before your wedding is very dumb and very overwhelming. And it's also dumb to add all those tasks in, like
It's
going
weird,
to
yeah.
look at a condo or an apartment the day before your wedding. It's not even just like a small wedding. It was like very elaborate. So
Oh, yeah.
doing all of that is one, a bad plot device. I know they're trying to create more frenetic energy on top of all of the
Yeah.
cocaine energy, but like it's just not practical. It's not like something anybody would do, especially people with that much money who could hire somebody to pick up a cat, pick up a woman from jail, pick up a ring, et cetera, et cetera.
Mine similar but different. It's that Loudon decides to start the day of his wedding by putting his tuxedo on, and he still has a lot of shenanigans to do with Madonna, like go to the bank, all these sorts of things that definitely distresses his wedding outfit. But what? Why in any world would you put this on at the beginning of the day for your 3 o'clock wedding or whatever it is? That just blows my mind.
Hate when people do that. I hate when they put their clothing on too early for events. And you're just like, you're gonna get it dirty.
I
You've got
know.
errands to run. You're not, you're gonna have
Yeah,
to
agreed.
wait in line in a bank in a tuxedo. I would just feel self-conscious for doing that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Come on, Loudon.
Katie, did you already say
Yeah.
yours?
I started.
Okay, I'm sorry. How about hummers? I mean, we all have a universal hummer, right? Which is the buddy cops. So,
In
you
a
know.
in almost the opposite sentiment of that, in a way, like I it could be a dumber, but it made me laugh out loud when the highway patrol people, who we've not met ever, are just on the side of the road and they're all commiserating how they can't meet any women, and one's like, I tried a dating service and that didn't work. It's like, oh man. And they're all just trying to brainstorm how can they can meet women. And then a limo full of women tied together hanging out of the top pass, and I'm like, hell. I was just like, oh God, like I should have seen that coming, and it is so stupid, but it really
Yeah.
hummed me. It was just weird, random. And part about these like guys just try saying that they tried a dating service was just so funny to me, and like I don't know. So anyway, and then they all just chase them, and I don't know, I thought it was funny.
Is very funny.
Oh, let's see. I mean, mine is so much the other cops.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm going to say that it's Wendy Worthington. She's so bizarre, and just like her final line of calling Buck, you like dumb simpleton or whatever the line is, at the end. And I don't know. There's so many people are doing interesting choices in this movie, and I can never quite get like I can do without the whole cab storyline for her, but her just like
Yeah.
line readings and where she's coming from is just sort of like out there enough that it's interesting. I mean, but all that being said, it's obviously the two buddy cops.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a hate Hummer,
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Which is weird. And it's just gonna be Madonna's look. It's like this
Yeah.
Betty White hair, as was described, the big, thick, dark eyebrows. The pale skin, where she remarks like later she needs a tan, but I'm like, it's kind of your look. And that
Yeah,
mole, which I
seriously.
don't know is real or not. I don't
She
remember.
had it a lot though, but
She
yes, I'm
did.
not sure if that
I mean,
mole
I
is
remember as
real.
a kid like wanting to replicate that and like putting it on with like makeup and then like the red lipstick. It's not my favorite look, but it's very iconic to me of this kind of 80s, this like true blue, who's that girl? Madonna, where her hair's like real wet in that one scene, and she's got like lipstick. I think it's like one of the final pictures in the movie. That is kind of like iconic to me and does remind me of my childhood and like listening to Madonna. So even though I don't love the look, it is a Hummer in that it's like
Yeah,
very iconic to me.
it's to yeah, that's a good
Yeah.
one.
Apparently it was real, but she had it removed in the early 2000s.
Was it cancerous?
Maybe.
It the This is from Quora, which is not exactly my most
Okay.
reliable thing I go off of. But the
Quora?
Quora, it's usually the worst responses because it's like crowdsourced, but it's saying it was part of her beautification process.
Huh,
that's
Let's
weird.
see. Yeah. So who knows? Any Madonna fans, feel free to call in or send us a letter at
Yes.
our address that you obviously know.
Right.
Well, let's talk about our outfits. Should we talk
Want to
about
talk
our
about our outfits?
outfits? I'll talk about Philip's outfit. So it's like in the film, we're panning from the feet up. So we've got you in the black high heels and the fishnets and the tutu. But then you're wearing a t-shirt that says, "Would you like to join me in my Murray bed?" Murray bed. Like a Murphy bed.
Yeah, I got
Sure.
it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. But it's just those two cats laying on that throne at the wedding is a Murray bed.
Ah,
I love it.
nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Katie, I will. I mean, it was an achievement, so I see why you're doing it. But you've got your fencing championship
Yeah.
1998 hat on. It just with a little tagline on the back that says, "It's gonna come in handy." And then
Yeah.
yeah, it's the your t-shirt is just it's the number two and then a big X and then just a big typewriter and then a big cat face, and that's 2X Machina for the
Yes.
keeps for the
There is a
cats.
lot wrapped up in it, but I'm glad you caught it
Yeah,
all.
I did. I did.
Bridget, I just like your hat, your Madonna style like military leather daddy hat that has a picture of the pimp on it with his mouth just full of water, which we can only assume is holding a fish, and underneath it just says, "We're ready when you are, Raul," which is call back to Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
We're ready when you are, Raul.
Raul.
Well, I believe it's time to answer the question. Who's that girl?
Who's that girl?
It for real? Yes. Gosh, I love Madonna. I love everything about it. I've sang Like a Prayer at the top of my lungs so many times. Her concerts are amazing. She's a part of my childhood. But strangely enough, this movie is not a part of my childhood. And I think I was six when it came out, and so I wouldn't have seen it at that time. But I seem to have missed it anyway. There's a reason why. It's just I feel bad because Travis G was so genuine and so sweet, but I just can't. I don't think I can say this is for real. I want to so badly to like it.
Right.
I don't hate it. I just don't want to watch it again. Mm-hmm. It just had a lot of wild energy in it. It was unhinged and not in a good way. It was loud. It was, I don't know. There was parts in it I enjoyed, and obviously the buddy cops. So, yeah, not for real for me.
Do you want to go, Phil, or
I can go.
Okay.
For me, I won't bear the lead. It's not for real. tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's an interesting buddy cop movie that's in there. Just it's all over the place. I was confused about the plot. I think I've mentioned this a couple times on sort of the reviews of movies that I went to this one bar in Chinatown in New York City where they just sort of projected a movie on this like glass pane in the middle of it. And this would be a good movie for that. Just, you know, cut out the dialogue, any sort of semblance of plot, but just the images that are on there of just like Madonna in this movie in the 80s when she's so young is interesting. But I can't say I recommend sitting down and watching this movie. It's just too all over the place.
Yeah, I won't bury the lead either. I mean, I agree with that. In fact, I was thinking about, well, one, like, I feel like our introductor was so wonderful. And like, if this movie brings him joy, I'm excited that he can watch it, you know, for free with ads on YouTube. And it's not like I can't understand why this would be like your cup of tea and like a cult classic kind of. So I was thinking like, it really would be good to watch in the background, like, you know, like certain scenes, you know, I could see it almost like getting better and better the more that you watched it, I think. But yeah, like it just felt like it was so adjacent. And the other thing is like the more we watch movies, like, you know, the more like formulaic they become. So you're just like, I get it. But this one just felt like it was just all tropes thrown together without a lot sticking it together. And maybe it was more, and I'm not a Madonna aficionado. That's the other thing. So like, if she had been who she was for the second half of the film the whole time, I think I might've been on the roller coaster a little bit more, but because I just like couldn't handle her for the first part of the movie, it was hard to like understand where we were going. So yeah, for me, it's not for real, but I'm glad I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I'm happy to say I've seen it too and like be like, oh, okay, I understand this now. Now I might have to suggest us really Seeking Susan eventually so we can.
That's what Annie was like, oh, you're watching a Madonna. Oh, is it Desperately Seek? She couldn't believe that that's not what we were watching. And I was like, well, we didn't set out to watch a Madonna movie. Like, know, like that. It's not Madonna month.
It's just been on my list, on my sub list of our larger list for a while to watch it.
Right.
Yeah. All right, here's my song. Oh, there's a bit of an intro I wasn't aware of. Okay, isn't that song?
Yeah.
No.
That's Eve. That's Eve that's doing Who's That Girl?
That I was trying to look up the lyrics.
But it's not the same song.
And Eve's came up quicker than Madonna's, actually.
Exactly. And then, obviously, there's the Madonna Who's That Girl with the Spanish.
Right. Yeah.
Deepa deepo, papa deepo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Travis G.
Yes, thank you so
Yeah, that was
much.
great. That was great.
Great intro. So good. So glad to get you on the pod. Thanks for being a supporter. And thanks everyone for going on this weird journey with us. If you
I
just have people
know.
chasing you in like whether they're villains or cops, like just look behind you. Just make sure they're not there because they could be. That's what I learned from this movie, at
Exactly.
least.
Exactly.
All right, till next time.
See ya.
Hello.
In a world where people watch movies,
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.